Hi, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Rainbow.
And I'm Celine.
Celine, do you like theme parks?
Theme parks? 今天的主题跟主题乐园有关吗？I think my one and only love is Disneyland.
Oh, I love Disneyland too.
And beside that, I don't like any other theme parks.
Have you been to 六福村?
Yeah. Yeah,
like
I think every Taiwanese student
has to go during their school, right?
Yeah, school trip.
School trip. I went there for a school trip too. So I used to go to theme parks as a child and I really liked roller coasters. But as I grew older, I became really scared of the ride. So I don't know, like you get dizzy, like throw up. And then I just remember when I was little, I'd ask my parents if they wanted to come.They're like, no. And I was like, I'm going to be so boring when I'm old. So that's what I am now. Now I'm boring.
Ah, me too. But actually, I've been always been like this my entire life. 我很怕死。Yeah. 所以我根本不敢玩什么云霄飞车还有那种什么大怒神那种，没有。What are we going to actually talk about today?
Oh, so in today's article, we're going to talk about a very interesting theme park story. But it's not just related to fun or roller coasters. Ooh. It's actually related to recycling.
Really?
All right, let's check it out.
Crows pick up trash at French theme park.
At a theme park in France, Puy du Fou, crows pick up trash.These large black birds are very smart. They can use tools and remember people's faces. A few months ago, the park trained 6 crows to clean up. The park's bird show manager taught the crows to put small pieces of paper in a box. They got food in return and treated it like a game.Now, the crows do the same thing with garbage on the ground, like cigarette butts. They're not just doing it to be cute, though. The park uses the crows to remind people to throw trash in garbage cans.
Word power!
Tool. I need a tool to open this box. Do you have a knife? I need a tool to open this box. Do you have a knife? Teach. 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 Taught. Taught. Dennis.Teaches English in a high school in Taipei. Dennis teaches English in a high school in Taipei. Treat. Treat. Barbara treats her little brother nicely and shares her toys with him. Barbara treats her little brother nicely and shares her toys with him.Remind. Remind. Please remind me about the meeting so I won't forget. Please remind me about the meeting so I won't forget.
So we open our article with this sentence. At a theme park in France, Puy du Fou, crows pick up trash.All right, so this is very interesting. We have a French word. The first one is the name of the theme park. And this theme park has many different attractions we talked about before, like roller coasters and games, and as well as stuff for other entertainment purposes. So an example of a very famous theme park in America is the Universal Studios, which they have in California and in Florida. And we mentioned 六福村, that is a very famous theme park.That many children visit.
今天我们要学到的事情果然呢就是跟主题乐园很有关系啦。那主题乐园呢就是 theme park, 像我们刚刚说的这个 Disneyland, 还有美国和日本都有的 Universal Studios, 环球影城。那台湾当然就像是这个刚说的六福村或者是像剑湖山那些都是主题乐园哦。
So this theme park we're talking about is in France, but instead of talking about rides and games, it says crows. Okay, so crows pick up trash. Now, crows are black birds that are usually kind of ugly. There are many crows everywhere. They make this loud noise like caw, caw, caw.
Yeah, they're very noisy.
Very noisy. Mm. And they sometimes even eat people's food. Now, crows are considered very intelligent animals.
Well, really?文章里说呢，这个一个在法国的主题乐园叫做狂人国，刚那个 Puy du Fou 狂人国里面啊，乌鸦会捡垃圾。那 crow 就是乌鸦，听说他们是最聪明的动物之一哦。I think that's why they know what trash is.
Oh, it's interesting. Maybe they have some special training. So the article says these large blackbirds are very smart. They can use tools and remember people's faces. So the first word power word we have here is tools. That's T-O-O-L, tool.So a tool is something we hold in our hands and we use it for a purpose, or it has a certain function. For example, a hammer is a tool used for nailing a photo to the wall or building a house. So I wonder what tools these crows use. All right, I have an example sentence here for you that's, I need a tool to open this box. Do you have a knife? I need a tool to open this box. Do you have a knife?
文章里接下来呢就讲到说这些乌鸦很聪明哦。文章里用 these large black birds 来代替 the crows, 避免一直重复说 the crows 这样子。那为什么说他们很聪明呢？ They can use tools, 他们会使用工具 and remember people's faces, 还会记得人的脸哦。那这句话里面我们看到今天的第一个单字也就是 tool。那 tool 是一个名词，意思是工具，像是刚刚说那个铁锤 hammer， 然后螺丝起子啊，那些都是 tool。那今天的例句意思就是说我需要工具打开这个盒子，你有刀子吗？那刚刚这个刀子呢 ，knife 就是 tool。
Wow, so these tools can even remember people's faces. That's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. The article says, a few months ago, the park trained 6 crows to clean up. When we train somebody to do something, it means we're teaching them to do something. Mm-hmm. And it requires a process of maybe...showing you how to do it, giving you a prize when you do it correctly, or a punishment if you don't do it correctly. So many animals in zoos are trained to perform special dances or acts or other performances to attract tourists.
Okay, 我们看到这句话里面看到的 train 就是当作动词来使用了 train somebody to do something, 就是说训练某人去做某件事情。那所以整句话的意思就是说，几个月前呢，这个主题乐园训练六只乌鸦来清扫哦。
Wow, okay. So it says the park's bird show manager taught the crows to put small pieces of paper in a box. So our next word power word that is in the past tense of the word teach. That's T-E-A-C-H, teach.So we have the word teach, that means to give knowledge or directions on how to do something. A person who teaches is a teacher, and our past tense of the word teach is taught. Our example sentence says, Dennis teaches English in a high school in Taipei. Dennis teaches English in a high school in Taipei.
主题乐园的禽鸟秀主管呢，教导这些乌鸦把小纸片放进纸箱里面，箱子里面。那Bird show 就是那种禽鸟表演，就是会教鸟要做什么表演这样子。那刚刚看到 manager 就是主管的人、管理的人、经理这样的意思。那今天的第二个单字是 teach 是一个动词，意思是教学、教导。那我们在文章里看到是它的过去式 taught， 它的三态是不规则的，是 teach、taught、taught。所以 teach somebody or something to do something 就是教导某人或某物去做某件事情。那刚刚的例句呢？意思就是说 Dennis 在台北的一所高中在教英文。
Alright, so the next part of the article says they got food in return and treated it like a game. So they in this case refers to the crows. And these crows have a function. They are garbage man and they work for free. So when we say you do something to get something in return, it means I give one thing and I get something back. So I can say I will help Celine with her homework assignment and in return she gives me a cookie.
Okay, a cookie.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, 那刚刚这个乌鸦呢，它把小纸片放进箱子里以后会发生什么事情呢？他们会得到食物作为回报，那而且他们会把这件事情当作游戏一般哦。那 get something in return 就是得到什么作为回报、作为报答的意思。那这些乌鸦很聪明哦，还记得吧？哦，他们还会把这个捡垃圾的事情当作游戏呢。So I looked it up online. Some information says if the game starts to get boring, the crows actually will stop to play the game.
Oh.
Yeah, they're really smart. I guess they're like a three-year-old.
Yeah.
Three-year-old kids.
They only want to do what's fun, right?
Yeah.
So our word power word here we have here is treat. That's T-R-E-A-T, treat. This verb means to behave towards or deal with in a certain way. So when we say crows treat it as a game, it means that crowssee it as a game, and they see it as something fun, so they act like it's something fun. So that's really smart. All right, our example sentence says, Barbara treats her little brother nicely and shares her toys with him. Barbara treats her little brother nicely and shares her toys with him.
那接下来我们看到今天的第三个单词，也就是 treat。那 treat 在这边呢是当作动词使用哦，意思是对待、看待。那我们这边学到的是说这些乌鸦 treat it like a game， 这里的 it 指的就是指剪纸片这件事情哦，他们把剪纸片这件事情当作是游戏啦。嗯哼，那刚刚的这个例句意思就是说 Barbara 对弟弟很好，并且呢会和他分享自己的玩具哦。
Oh, so nice.
So nice.
So it says, now the crows do the same thing with garbage on the ground, like cigarette butts. Okay, cigarettes are what people smoke. I don't smoke cigarettes, but cigarette butts are the leftover parts of the cigarettes. So a lot of people will smoke till the end. They throw it on the floor. They make trash everywhere. So the trained crows will go and pick it up, put them in the trash can, just like a game.
Oh, those cigarette butts are so annoying.
It's so disgusting.
Yeah.
Terrible for the environment, too.
Right. 现在这些乌鸦呢，对地上，就是用剪纸片的方式对待地上的垃圾哦。现在乌鸦对地上的垃圾就像是烟蒂做一样的事情哦。那 cigarette butt 就是烟蒂，或是我们说烟屁股，因为 butt 就是屁股。那抽烟抽到最后剩下来的地方就是这里啦。那其实呢，这些垃圾呢都是要丢到垃圾桶里的，但大家都是要乱丢在地上啊。那这些聪明的乌鸦呢，就会去捡这些烟屁股啦。And in return, they'll get food. 然后照刚刚所说的，他们就会得到食物啦。
Alright, so the next part says, they're not just doing it to be cute though. So this part of the article is kind of funny because people might think these crows are trying to be cute because they're really smart, but it actually is saying that they're not just doing it to look good, but actually, what does it mean? The park uses the crows to remind people to throw trash in garbage cans. So when people see these crows,being cute, they're like, hey, these birds are throwing stuff into the garbage, so should we.
Yeah, we are human.
Yeah, should be smarter, right?
Right. Okay, 文章接下来告诉我们啊，这些乌鸦为什么要被训练来捡垃圾哦？他们这么做可不是为了要装可爱、要耍萌哦，他们是为了要做什么事情呢？这个狂人国主题乐园是要利用这些乌鸦来提醒人们要把垃圾丢进垃圾桶里。I thought it's simple to throw garbage into garbage can. After all, a garbage can is called a garbage can for a reason.
Yeah, so true. Now, if everybody could do this, it would make a lot cleaner spaces. All right, so our last word power word is remind. That's R-E-M-I-N-D, remind. Remind is a verb, and it means to cause someone to remember someone or something. So sometimes I'm very forgetful, so my friend would maybe remind me to bring my phone or to finish my assignment or remind us that we have a date, please show up. So when we set a note for ourselves on our iPhones, we call that app or those notes reminders. All right, so our word power word sentence is, Please remind me about the meeting so I won't forget. Please remind me about the meeting so I won't forget.
那 remind 是我们今天最后一个单字，它是一个动词，意思是提醒，使别人想起什么。例如我们的例句呢，就是说，请提醒我关于会议的事，这样我才不会忘记。那 remind me about meeting, about the meeting 就是说提醒我有个会议，那 remind somebody about something 就是说提醒我某件事，或者是说我们也可以说 remind somebody to do something， 意思就是说提醒某人去做某事。例如 ，My sister remind me to send the letter， 我妹妹提醒我要去寄信。
Alright, so in our last sentence, we can also see the word garbage cans, which is the same meaning as trash cans. Garbage and trash; these words can be used in place of each other.Mm-hmm. All right, so now we've come to the end of this article. Let's check out our magic box before we do our wrap-up.
Magic box, 找亮点。
Hello, 大家好，我是 Casey。话说下礼拜就是我的好朋友 Olivia 的生日了，记得她上次在我生日的时候送了我一件衣服，人家说礼尚往来嘛，我应该要送她什么作为回报呢？ What should I get her in return?What should I get her in return? 在决定礼物之前，先来学学刚刚这句英文好了。In return 是什么意思呢？ Return 这个动词有返回的意思，像是 After many years of traveling, the man returned to his home. 多年的旅行之后，这个男人终于回家了。那 in return 这个片语中的 return 呢，作为名词使用，有作为回报、交换之类的意思哦。像是 the employees work hard and the company gives them money in return. 员工辛劳工作，而公司以金钱作为交换。再举个例子哦， I sent Ryan a present in return for all his help. 我送了 Ryan 一个礼物来报答他的帮忙。I sent Ryan a present in return for all his help. 这边看到的 in return for something 呢，意思是作为对什么什么的回报。小测验时间到啦，试着填入适当的片语吧。如果你要我跟你一起去，你得为我做点什么作为回报。If you want me to go with you, you have to do something for me. 试着看可以填入正确的片语吧，拜拜。
The answer is, if you want me to go with you, you have to do something for me in return. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Alright, so let's look at the reminder. Let's remind ourselves of the vocabulary words that we learned today. So we have the word tools, which is like a hammer, something we use for something. Mm-hmm. We have teach, which is like a teacher, somebody who tells you to do something. Taught is the past tense.We have treat, which is to behave a certain way. And the last one, we remind ourselves so that we don't forget. Mm-hmm. All right, so I have a story and I'm going to tell Celine. And she is going to guess a word and I will continue the story.
Okay.
All right, so this is going to be one of the four words that we had before. That's tools, taught, treat, and remind.
Okay.
Last week, my friend...
What should be a verb?
Verb. Me. How to use. So my friend.
Use must be a use noun. So teach me. But last week. So taught. My friend taught me how to use tools.
Yes.
Okay, great.
To build a small shed. So our first sentence, last week my friend taught me how to use tools to build a small shed. I blank the project very seriously because it's the first time I built something with my hands.
Okay, the project. I treated.
Yeah.Treated.
Past tense, right?
Good.
Treated the project very seriously.
Good. Mm-hmm. All right. I wasn't very careful and stepped on a hammer. So my friend had to blank me to remember to put it away after I am finished.
Remind you?
Remind you. All right, so that last sentence is, I wasn't very careful and stepped on a hammer, so my friend had to remind me to finish, to put it away, to remember to put it away after I was finished. All right, awesome. So you can practice making a story or a sentence or fill in the blank for today's wrap up. My name is Rainbow.
And I'm Celine.
See you next time.
Bye.
Crows pick up trash at French theme park.
At a theme park in France, Puy du Fou, crows pick up trash. These large black birds are very smart. They can use tools and remember people's faces. A few months ago, the park trained 6 crows to clean up.The park's bird show manager taught the crows to put small pieces of paper in a box. They got food in return and treated it like a game. Now, the crows do the same thing with garbage on the ground, like cigarette butts. They're not just doing it to be cute, though. The park uses the crows to remind people to throw trash in garbage cans. Tool. Tool. I need a tool to open this box. Do you have a knife? I need a tool to open this box. Do you have a knife? Teach.Teach. Teach, taught, taught. Dennis teaches English in a high school in Taipei. Dennis teaches English in a high school in Taipei. Treat. Treat. Barbara treats her little brother nicely.And shares her toys with him. Barbara treats her little brother nicely and shares her toys with him. Remind. Remind. Please remind me about the meeting so I won't forget. Please remind me about the meeting so I won't forget.